Okay, so today we're going to talk a little bit about the roadblocks that people have when they are, trying to get things done. I think we all feel like this sometimes, that we want to get things done, but we're not just quite sure what to do. So I'm going to read this out to you, and hopefully you enjoy it. And then this way you don't have to read it yourself. This is the first time I'm testing out this, so let's see what happens. Do you want to know the secret that separates the winners from the rest? It's not luck, skills, or advantages and resources. It is all about mindset. The winners struggle just like everyone else, but they know what it takes to push through and get it done, no matter what. Today, I will help you with a few hacks to battle mental blocks and give you the edge you seek. Someone wanted to punch me in the face. You heard that right. When I was just starting out my career about 15 years ago, I was young and full of energy. I remember the first week at my new job at the college and interacting with all the students. I was having a blast and very excited about the future. I even had dyed white blonde hair because I thought I was cool. Well, at the end of the week, my manager pulled me into the office and said he had received a few complaints about me. That I was cocky, annoying, and kind of obnoxious. Who, me? He continued to explain that one of the students went so far as to say, "If that guy comes by our class again, I'm going to punch him in the face. My face." Wow. Well, at the moment, I was both angered and terrified. I couldn't believe that these people just didn't understand me, and I figured the next words were going to be, "It's just not working out." Instead, my boss just laughed and said that one of the reasons they hired me was for my energy, and that what was needed to do was harness that energy with the right mindset. I couldn't believe it. I was hurt, angry, and at the same time, well, relieved. But it really affected me. How many times had I gone through situations like this and not known? What would I need to do to change me personally and my personality to grow as a person? At that time, I thought I all figured it out. But sadly, I had a ton of personal development to do. Over the years, I worked on developing my skills, embracing new experiences, and cultivating the right mindset, especially working with mentors and coaches, always asking for honest feedback. We never finished our personal improvement plans. If you think you have it all figured out, maybe that story will help you. But let's talk about your roadblocks and how to overcome them today. The first roadblock is, I don't have the time. If you're like most people I talk to, you're just crazy busy all the time, right? And if you are like many entrepreneurs, you're juggling multiple projects all at once or even working part-time or full-time at a job to pay the bills. This lack of time is definitely a major challenge. Let me help you with this thought. Time is not all about how many hours we each have each day and how we fill those hours. It's the way you mentally associate what that time is and the approach that you take to the time you have. Let me explain more. Time hack number one, stop multitasking and start sprinting. I wrote previously about how multitasking is a myth, where I showed you the studies that say we lose 40% of productivity when we multitask. The other post you should look at is how to focus on 90 minutes and get things done, where I show you the beauty of the 90-minute sprint. Right now, to write this post, I shut all the other distractions off to get it done. Then I can get back to my other projects that are also important. Time hack number two, take the minimum effective dose. If you have read anything by Tim Ferriss, you will have heard this. Basically, the minimum effective dose works well with pharmacology, where you need the smallest amount of medication to get a result. In weight loss, just getting to the gym is all that matters. And in your time management, stop staring at that giant to-do list. This may contradict the first point, but what you should look at is basically your simple fundamental habits. We tend to get overwhelmed and let things stack up. Why? Because overwhelmed people give up and do nothing. So this week, take a look at whatever's pressing on your mind, finances, health, relationships, whatever, and schedule 5 to 10 minutes each day to tackle just one thing, rather than waiting for a big chunk of time to open up, because it never does. Try and let me know how it goes for you. Time hack number three, set a 90-day plan and get to work. This is a big one for me. If you have been reading my stuff for a while, you know I am a massive fan of 90-day plans. The trick is to set your goals, determine what you need to achieve them, and then schedule your activities. When I need laser focus and breakthroughs, I simply just set my 90-day plan, schedule an hour each day, and forget the goal. Do you remember Ron Popeil? Set it and forget it. That's the trick. We tend to overanalyze our progress and then switch to something else, the new shiny thing syndrome for those ADDs just like me. Set your plan and let nothing stand in your way. If you don't stick to the plan, well, that's on you. Roadblock number two, I don't know how. Hey, I get it. Technology, processes, systems, and pretty much everything changes daily. I just remembered my post from 2011 where I talked about old school employees. I was worried to look back at my writing and from then because I had really only started blogging the year before. To be honest, the writing back then was not that spectacular. I tell you this for two reasons. First, the post is actually pretty good and stresses that old school is really a mentality, not an age issue. When you're confronted with change, especially in technology, do you embrace it or avoid it? There, of course, is a steep learning curve that can make you feel inadequate, especially when you see others doing way better than you. Do you let your lack of knowledge and intimidation stop you? The second reason I brought up that post was that it was a reminder of all the evolutions my website has gone through. I've redesigned it myself 5 times, and now as my brand grows, I've learned to integrate my AWeber mailing list, segmenting, installed the Genesis framework on both sites, and taught myself how to code. My friend Jesse McClinton, who runs Alter Ego Marketing Group and is very handsome, you paid me to say that, has been on my case for years because I should be out selling and leave the design and tech to someone else. Basically, he just wants my money. Well, I tend to agree, and I don't suggest you get as heavily obsessed in learning web development as I have. There is something completely satisfying about learning something as daunting as development. I have, of course, hired for many projects, but I have been doing my own design for years, and I love it. And I continue to play with my site and make fun tweaks. I would love any feedback you have, too. So wherever your skills gap is, forget about who's doing it better and make a plan. If you set a 90-day goal as above, incorporate learning as part of your daily habits. I also wrote about this a few months back in my video, talking about learning a new skill each month. Pick one topic and dive into it completely each month. By the end of the year, you will be pretty good at 12 new things. That's pretty cool. Also, find people who have done it before. Ask their input, their advice, and their insights. Learning from experts is the fastest way to accelerate your growth, guaranteed. I know that in your busy world, you feel like you need to do everything and you need to clone yourself. Just accept that you'll never be finished learning, so enjoy the process and make yourself a decent plan. Just set your mindset to be that no matter the difficulty, you will get things done. Let your evolution happen over time. Mental roadblock number three, I'm not good enough. Oh baby, now we're gonna get deep for a second. Okay, nobody's looking. It's all right to doubt yourself. We deal with this mental roadblock more than any of the other ones, and on a way more disastrous scale. Have you ever tried something then failed, been rejected, or had someone say they'd punch you in the face if they had to deal with you anymore? Hopefully not the last one. But let's face it, life's tough. And the winners are the ones who are excited when there's nothing to be excited about. They expect failure. In fact, they welcome it. For winners, failure represents an opportunity to learn about their business, their relationships, and themselves. All of the most successful entrepreneurs, athletes, and executives I work with tell me this is the biggest area of personal growth they have to work on. Bottom line, they try, test, and keep evaluating ideas and processes until they find things that work. Have you ever put a project on the back burner because you felt it wouldn't be good enough? So what did you do? Yeah, nothing. And we all do that. I have a number of half-started books I'm writing that self-doubt crept in partway through the process. I have not finished building my online training platform for Feel to Be Good Enough. Fear, actually. I said it should be fear. On the flip side, I work with people who have great ideas and businesses who are afraid that if it doesn't work, this is their only shot in life. Now, I can't imagine the fear that comes with the mindset of, this is all I will ever be, and if it doesn't work, I'm finished. My God, that's terrifying. When you can come to terms with the vulnerability we all face, that's half the battle. The key is just persistence and thinking long term. My girlfriend and I have a conversation almost every week where we look back on the progress we've made since this time last year. How have we grown as people? The relationships we've built and where our professional growth has happened. It's easy to forget about how far we've come in as little as a year when we are only focused on the fears of the today. Hey, that was a solid quote. I just made it up. Click it to share it on the blog. The truth is, there's no right or wrong way to build your life, but the true winners understand it's a slow progression of small, incremental growth that leads to long-term success. Remember also what your priorities are. What is important to you today that will be important to you next year, in 5 years, 25 years? Are you working on developing you first? There are no guarantees of success in your life, but you can give yourself an advantage anytime you choose. Set yourself free, change your mindset. And that's it for me. I just want to make a last major announcement. I'm right now working on an online training platform that's going to be on my Change, Grow, Achieve site. And I'm going to be taking people through these concepts with 90-day plans and transformation habits and sales training. It's going to be killer. Make sure you go on there. There's a link on this blog posting. Click there to get your name on the pre-launch list, but go to changegrowachieve.com. And in the blog, there, you know, what are some of the mental roadblocks that you may have faced that you worked to overcome? Put them in the comments below. That's it for today. I'm hoping that this audio is actually pretty cool. I enjoyed doing it. I got my microphone, my pop filter, and I look forward to seeing you on the other side. Talk to you soon.